Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Innova Capital Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vinay Lohariwala, Managing Director, and Mr. Lokesh Bhasin, Chief Financial Officer and SGA Investor Relations Advisor. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Lohariwala, Managing Director of Innova Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We are pleased to present our operational and financial performance for Q4 and FY26. FY26 has been a defining year for Innova Capital as we achieved our highest-ever annual performance, reflecting the strength of our business model, execution capability, and customer relationship. On a full-year basis, revenue stood at INR 1,630 crore, registering a healthy growth of 31% year-on-year, while Q4 revenue came at 448 crore, delivering a strong growth of 42% compared to the corresponding quarter last year. The growth momentum was broad-based, supported by continued traction across both our CDMO and branded generic business. Over the last few years, we have remained focused on expanding our product portfolio, strengthening customer partnerships, enhancing manufacturing capability, and improving operational efficiencies. The benefit of these initiatives is now increasingly visible in our overall performance. A key highlight during the year was the successful completion of the first full year of operation at our Kathua, Jammu facility. The ramp-up was progressed steadily, and I would like to appreciate the effort of our team across the function for ensuring smooth execution while maintaining high standards of quality and compliance. Starting with the CDMO business, we continue to deepen our presence in the domestic pharmaceutical market by expanding our customer base to over 350 clients, including several leading pharmaceutical companies in India. This reflects our continued emphasis on product development, customer-centric innovation, and long-term partnership. We sincerely thank our customers for their continued trust and confidence in our capability. The CDMO business reported revenue of INR 1,133 crore, that is 1,133 crore, during FY26, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 24%. Going forward, we see strong opportunity to further expand wallet share with existing customers while also adding new relationships across therapeutic category and dosage forms. Coming to our branded generic business, we delivered a strong growth of 51% during the year. The performance was driven by geographical expansion into high-potential domestic and international markets, coupled with deeper penetration in our existing geographies. Our manufacturing infrastructure continued to remain one of the core strengths of the company. Over the years, we have built advanced and technology-driven facilities supported by automation, stringent quality systems, and globally compliant manufacturing practices. These capabilities provide us with scalability, consistency, traceability, and operational flexibility as we continue to grow the business. We also achieved important regulatory milestones during this year. Our cephalosporin facility in Baddi received U.K. MHRA approval, while our Jammu block received PIC certification through SMDC Ukraine. These certifications will support our entry into regulated international markets and strengthen our positioning as a quality-focused pharmaceutical manufacturing partner. The Jammu facility continued to witness encouraging progress, with several marquee customers successfully completing audits and validating stability data. Along with other key parameters, we remain confident about the scale-up of the facility and its contribution to grow over the coming years. Looking ahead, with multiple growth levers in place, capacity ramp-up, an expanding product portfolio, deeper market penetration, and a strong R&D engine, We are confident in our ability to deliver 20%+ revenue growth and create long-term value for stakeholders. With improving scale and operating leverage, we expect EBITDA growth to outperform revenue growth as the Jammu plant utilization ramp up further. PAT growth should outpace EBITDA growth, aided by the fact that the depreciation and financial costs related to the Jammu facility are largely fixed and already reflected in the base. Overall, incremental growth should translate into much stronger profitability going forward. We remain committed to executing our strategic roadmap with discipline and agility across both of our business areas. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO to detail out the financial performance during Q4 and FY26.
Thank you, sir, and good morning, everyone. I will now walk you through the financial highlights for quarter 4 and FY26. Highlight. Consolidated revenue for the quarter came in at ₹447.8 crores, with a strong 42% year-on-year growth, mainly driven by strong demand in both our business areas. Exports contributed 48% for quarter 4, reflecting our continued focus and progress in global markets. Our CDMO business revenue came in at ₹314.8 crores, up by 41% year-on-year, mainly led by increased product portfolio, adding new customers, and deepening our wallet share with existing customers. The branded generic business revenue stood at ₹133 crores, growth of 46% on a year-on-year basis, showcasing a pure testament to our distribution strategies. EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹66.7 crores with 31% increase and EBITDA margin of 14.9%, mainly due to change in product mix. Profit after tax for the quarter came in at ₹38.1 crores, up 29% on year-on-year basis. FY26 highlights. Consolidated revenue for the full year came in at ₹1630 crores with a growth of 31% on a year-on-year basis. Exports for the full year contributed 31% to the overall revenue. CDMO business revenue stood at 1,133 crores with a growth of 24%. Branded generic business showed robust growth of 51% and came in at ₹497 crores. EBITDA for the full year came in at ₹250.3 crores as against ₹198.2 crores last year. Operating margins for FY26 came in at 15.4%. Profit after tax stood at ₹140.9 crores with a growth of 10% on a year-on-year basis. Our balance sheet continues to demonstrate strong resilience, reflecting the effects of strategic decisions undertaken over the past few years that are now translating into tangible execution on the ground. With disciplined capital allocation, a prudent leverage profile, and sustained investments in capacity and capabilities, we have built a solid financial foundation to support our growth ambitions. As these initiatives continue to scale and deliver operating leverage, we are confident of our future growth in the coming years. With this, I would like to conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Anubhav from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, can you provide a split of the CDMO segment revenue growth into volume and realization growth, both for like FY26 and current quarter?
So normally our volume growth is at an entry level and rather more of a certainty level. So often, if you see, just a minute. So on a year-on-year basis, our Baddi facility, ICL, grew by around 35%, and it was mainly through Jammu facility, which has just ramped up for the full year. And talking about our Baddi facility, the growth has mainly come through volumes.
Okay. And sir, are you witnessing a spike in API prices and how will that impact our revenue growth in the CDMO segment going forward?
So basically, you are talking about increase in API prices and its impact on our revenue model, right?
On our CDMO revenue, because of the Middle East situation, are we witnessing spiking API prices? And I understand it's a cost-plus model, but going forward, will we be able to pass it on completely?
So yes. So due to this going on conflict, there is certain uptick in prices of our raw materials and major ingredients. You rightly said our pricing with CDMO customers is on cost plus basis. So largely, those increase has been passed to our customers.
Yes, sir. And sir, the sequential acceleration in revenue growth in second half and even in Q4, the growth is higher than Q3. Is it mainly driven by the ramp up in the Jammu facility?
See, if we talk about overall growth in Q4 as well as full year, yes, one of the major contributors is our ramp up of our Jammu facility. But having said that, each and every business area as well as our capability across group has contributed to this overall growth.
Okay. And sir, for the branded generic segment, do you provide a split of that between domestic branded and export branded sales?
Normally, we do not track our geography-based business, that is business area level. But roughly, it is in the range of 70% domestic and 30-35% exports.
Yes, sir. And sir, between the two, which segment is driving the very good growth for this overall business? Can you provide some color on that?
Yes, as we submitted, while majority of our business comes from our CDMO business area, but the growth which is coming from all business area, and at the same time is being fueled by each and every manufacturing capability that we are having.
And sir, final question before I get back in the queue. Sir, how are you witnessing the schedule and implementation? It's been a while now, so do you see crackdown on facilities which are not compliant, and is it helping our growth? Can you give some color on that?
So Schedule M is now effective across the country, and it is better that we comment on our capability. Our all facilities are well compliant with the local regulation as well as the international regulation. We have the approvals if you see in the last year also, we have received MHRA certification, we have the UGMP certification, and then we have the PIC certification. So we have the international as well as the local compliant plants. And definitely those who are complying will be in an advantage space. That I can say.
Okay. Got that. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our first question comes from next question comes from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congrats on great set of numbers. Sir, with all the global issues happening, how is the availability of raw materials? Do we have any issues in the supply chain that we have seen which we, are trying to address? Can you give some color on, the availability of material?
So, Sudarshanji, as far as the availability is concerned, there is no such problem. What should I say? So prices are going up, that is the one thing, but availability is not at all a concern. So nothing is in shortage. Or the other way around, what we can say, there are two things. One is the demand side and one is the supply side. So, as such, if you compare with the COVID situation, in COVID situation, there is a demand side disruption also, right? This time, demand is increasing at a normal growth rate or normal pace. There are some disruption on the supply side. So, that basically on the prices rather than availability of the material, largely.
Sure, sir. And sir, you know, coming to, you know, the sub-parts of the business, I mean, I'm just trying to gauge the, you know, the extent of the operating leverage that can happen. If I look at the utilization across plant, I mean, demo facility is at sub 10%, then you have the other facilities which are 75%. You know, and also if I look at, you know, Sharon, which again can be a huge positive delta both on sales and margin. So while EBITDA would grow faster than your top line, I mean, should we see, what is the kind of margin expansion should we see? Because across the board, when I look at it, it looks like it is all, you know, pointing out to sustained margin expansion over the next 2 years.
So this is again a complex area to comment on the margin expansion. But what we can say that it should be better than the current year. Next year, the margin or should be better than the current year. So because how it is a complex, that it depends on the product basket, geographical presence, everything. And then overall number will, how much delta will result. So that we are not able to speculate on that. And the overall outlook, we can say that it is positive for margin expansion also.
Sure. Sir, the final question before I join back with you is when I look at the regulated international markets. I mean, we have basically got the approval from UK MHRA for cephalosporin unit, which we have a dedicated unit. And if I look at the cephalosporin, you know, market as well, I think we are in a stronger wicket, given that, you know, government has implemented the MIP, you know, ensuring that Indian ecosystem does well, etc. I mean, we also have, you know, invested a lot on Sharon after, you know, we had got that facility in that sense. So how do we see this part of the business, I mean, the international regulated part, say, in the next 2 years from a strategic perspective? And where do you think in the next 2 to 3 years in terms of contribution?
So, if you see our regulated portfolio, as you already covered, that acquisition of Sharon helped us in that territory. In Sharon, we are operating in market like Canada, UK, and then Europe, Australia, and from our cephalosporin block also, we are operating in all these markets, Canada, Europe, and UK, especially, right? So, we are continuing focused on these markets, filing our product in this territory. We are getting the endorsement in for the multiple product in these markets. And we see a healthy, better growth in our business and with a better margin, especially in this market.
So do we see a contribution of, you know, developed markets improving, you know, visibly in the next 3 years from where it is today?
So Sudarshan, if you see that we have covered this line so multiple times, that we are focused on all our engines simultaneously equally, whether it's a regulated market or our domestic trade generic or our CDMO, we are focused on all markets. So let's say if we are growing in one segment by 30%, the other one is also growing. So whether the product overall mix will change or not change, that is in the future. But as a strategy or as a company, we are focused on all the category of the business.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll turn back.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ankit Shah from Canara Robeco AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you share the revenues from Jammu in this quarter and whether it has started contributing positively to EBITDA?
This quarter, basically if you talk about full year, Jammu is achieve around 300 crores. This quarter we are nearing EBITDA, and in coming quarter, as you said, that the Jammu ramp-up is going on. We are very much positive that in coming quarter we should be able to achieve EBITDA positive, as well as start covering the fixed cost on Jammu part.
Okay. Right now we will be close to breakeven and, going forward it will start contributing positively?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it. The second question was on the gross margin. If I look our YOY gross margins are down, despite our branded business share going up. What is the reason for the decline? Any RM cost increases are impacting that?
No, sir. Basically, if you see the change in gross margin profile is mainly due to a change in product mix. That is the only reason. The change in raw material prices on the upward side has nothing impact on the gross margin part.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thanks for this. I'll get back in the queue for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Avnish Burman from Vaikarya AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. Just, Lokesh, one question on the specifically the CIPA API prices that you are seeing in this quarter. Can you broadly quantify on the CIPA prices only, what has been the increase on a YOY and QOQ basis?
You are talking about previous year, Avnish?
Cephalosporin API prices.
Yes, if you remember, our cephalosporin prices have reduced during the quarter two and quarter three of this financial year and start stabilizing in the first half of quarter four before this conflict break out. Yes, there has been impact from Jammu, as we have called out earlier. That was the major impact which has impacted our revenue during this year.
Has there been a meaningful increase in these prices on a sequential basis?
Not in the Q4 we can say, but yes, with the April, if we see on the YTD basis, then we can say yes, there is an increase in the prices.
Okay. The other question was on, you quantified 300 crores of full year Jammu revenues, just translates to about 90 crores approximately on quarterly revenues. Again, I mean, if these 90 crores are coming at EBITDA breakeven, so your, just a back of the envelope calculation, your ex Jammu EBITDA margin comes at about 18.2%. Is that a good estimate of the ex Jammu profitability of the business?
Yes, you are right, Avnish.
Okay. One more question. Vinay, you said that EBITDA margin in FY 2027 should show some increase. In the previous calls you were also talking about some investments that you need to do in the business for long-term growth, because of which I think you mentioned that there might be some pressure on margins. You are talking about an EBITDA margin increase taking into account these investments that you'll need to do next year?
Avnish, if you see that, the next chunk of the revenue which is going to contribute in Jammu, right? In pharmaceutical facility, what happen, maximum operating side expenses we have already committed. Whether it's, let's say electricity or employee and employee benefits head, most of the cost is already committed. Whatever the incremental revenue will come, it will trigger the operational leverage, and we expect that there should be a few percentage point improvement in the EBITDA. The thing is that the overall situation will depend on the product mix, overall revenue growth and every factor taking in account. Let me come to the second part of your question that if there is a long-term investment in any strategy.
So what happened in the initial strategy, that is a capitalized cost. So if we are putting some plant in the next financial year, then the cost of interest is again a capitalized. So directly it will not flow to the P&L. And that's why we are expecting that there is a margin expansion can happen.
Okay. So despite this investment, there could be a margin expansion, at least on the EBITDA side. But you also mentioned like the PAT growth to be higher than EBITDA growth. So let's say if there is capitalization of a new facility, say, still you believe that the PAT growth can be higher than the EBITDA growth? Because then operating leverage might hit you negatively, because the plant expenses will come and the revenues would not come in FY27 probably.
Yes. So the cost of depreciation and interest is already taken care in the FY26, right? So if there is an improvement in EBITDA, so PAT will outperform the EBITDA. If you see the quarter-on-quarter results of our company, if you compare the results with the Q2, Q3, Q4 result with the Q1, even the H2 with the H1. So that is a clear-cut example of that, right? So when there is a revenue increase of, let's say, X percent, then EBITDA and PAT grow better than the revenue grow.
Yeah, but Vinayji, for the new investment, I mean, the depreciation and interest cost is still not in the P&L, right? Because
so that will take the time, no, sir. This will kick in not in the FY27 or maybe partly kick in for the FY28.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. Thank you so much. I'll get back to you.
Because any new project, if we start with the greenfield, it takes 1.5 years to start the commercial production.
Right. Understood, Vincent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Rajas Joshi from Chris Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on a good set of numbers and thank you for this opportunity. So my first would be, a couple of months back, I think, if I remember correctly, you had disclosed in an exchange filing that you had purchased a land parcel at Badri for about 20-odd crores. So just wanted to get a sense on, you know, since you've started this Jammu plant recently, are you facing a supply crunch or a capacity crunch in one of our products already, and which is why we've gone ahead with that, acquisition of land there at Badri?
So this, if you see the numbers for the Badri general block facilities, that is on the higher utilization side. So the Jammu Badri land acquired for the general block construction. So we will come out with the detailed note on that once the things will be finalized. But this block will be for the general oral tablet capsule oral liquid facility in Badri. That will relax our Badri portfolio. So if you see our Badri portfolio, we are going on a higher utilization side. So keep the growth momentum active and live. We need the capacity expansion for general portfolio, which is not covered in Jammu. In Jammu, we have like injectables in general facility and cephalosporin, beta-lactam and penem. So the expansion will not be in that area. So it will be in the existing portfolio of Badri.
Understood, sir. And so this expansion at Badri that you just alluded to, so this will be, in which year or something? So, my question is basically for FY27, do we see any major capex, in terms of growth capex as such, that we are planning to incur? Or anything which has been already incurred that might come online in FY27?
So basically, as we said, it is still in the deliberation stage, and as and when it would be finalized, we will come with a more concrete plan going ahead. But on a very broad stroke, this capex should be incurred in both FY27 and FY28. The weightage of it and the portion of it will be finalized as and when we have in the position to finalize it. On an overall level, the way we are seeing it right now, the overall capital outlay should be in the range of 150-170 crores.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And the overall potential
of this block at an optimum level should be in the range of 450-500 odd crores revenue.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. And last question. So on semaglutide, we're seeing very strong pickup now in the IPL. So just wanted to get your thoughts on how you're looking at this opportunity and your plans for the same.
Yeah. So for semaglutide, we are closely monitoring the market, and we are working in our R&D, and our initial R&D have worked on the product, and we are getting a positive trigger from there. So there are two things: that one is the market side, and other is our execution of our exhibit batches and filing to the local FDA. So we will not be the as the product is already launched. We are not in the race of the initial launching and all that. So we will be the be in ready with the wave two type concept. So let's say if the product is going good in the market, then we should be ready in the wave two of the product.
Understood, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Bhama from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, good morning.
Hello. Yes, sir. First of all, congratulations on the good set of numbers, and thank you for extending me the opportunity. So I have a few questions. The first, I start with Jammu. If you can provide me a rough split between, let's say, CDMO business and the branded generic business in that 300 crore top line that you mentioned for FY26. That will be helpful.
So, Gaurav, we normally do not track our business area revenue at an capability level. But yes, our manufacturing capability at Jammu is in position to cater all our business areas for all geographies. So this, the revenue which has come from Jammu contributes to both CDMO as well as branded generics.
Understood. And then a rough breakup is not possible at this point? Did not be
as of now, it is not possible.
Understood. And secondly, I wanted to understand what, how has Sharon Bio been performing? What are the top lines for the year, and how are the margins looking at that part of the business?
So, Sharon has been performing well. It has integrated good enough over last 2 years of our acquisition. This year, their revenue is around 240 odd crores. As we said, it is mainly presence in export regulatory markets. So their margin profile is better or as far as our average EBITDA margin is concerned.
Understood, understood. And so going forward for FY27, what will be the CAPEX guidance for the year, entire year? Do we have any
mind? Yes, in addition to our normal maintenance CAPEX that we incurred, which is in the trend of our recent percentage numbers reflected in financials. So the project of new Baddi plant, which we said, which is still under pipeline and under finalization, that is a major thing that we anticipate should come within FY27 and FY28.
Understood. That'll be all, sir, from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Nitin Shakdher from Green Capital, Single Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to the management. My question is more from a macro point of view as an investor rather than an analyst. Is that, sir, what do you see the future of the CDMO and the generics landscape? I just wanted to get a sense of the starting of the annual year vision exercise from the company. Are we looking at more complex biologics and advanced therapies, or are we looking at antibody drug conjugates or high potency APIs or peptide based therapies? in terms of more complex formulations. Just wanted to get a sense of generics. I mean, we all understand CDMO generics and Jammu facility and all that, but just wanted to get a sense of a vision exercise from the company. It'll be helpful to understand and evaluate the strategy, please. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So if you see, sir, CDMO partner is essential for any front-end marketing company. It's not like a luxury. It is being essential to cover up the capacity gap, to cover up the product gap, technology gap. And that's why it is an essential partnership between two companies, B2B companies, in the landscape. And if you see our portfolio, your question is well defining the future of the CDMO industry as well. So there are two parts. One is that is like a complex and niche segment product like peptides, and we are already working on that. And the other is that like what we used to do in the past since last 10-20 years. And then in the third domain is like expanding our capability into the new dosage form where we are not present. So even if you see our Jammu facility, we have expanded ourselves in the multiple segments like BFS, respules, and then the different category of the drugs like beta-lactam and penems. And overall, if you see in the future that we also expect that a strong product pipeline in R&D can support our business function in value-added margins as well as the top line.
Great. Thank you, sir. I just wanted to get a quick connection to that, like in terms of movement of CDMO more from to CRDMO, where we say that research and development is far more important in the long run, and the spend on research and development and the actual time and effort and bandwidth of management on research and development rather than just manufacturing. So in the context of Innova-CapTab, if you can just highlight little points which will make very clear that what is the company intending to do and kind of spend on research and development in specific, without highlighting any competitive research advantages, but generics, if you could talk about general viewpoint on research and development from the point of view of Innova-CapTab. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, we are basically a generic-focused company, and our development and R&D is also focused in that segment only, right? And in the coming future, there are multiple products is going to be off-patented. And if we can do the reverse engineering and can launch these products early in market, right? So that could be the advantageous play for us. And being a CDMO company, for us, the advantage is that we can have the front-lining partner with a multiple company. So one way or other way, there is a cost sharing also. Hello?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for that input, and all the best for the consistent performance shown by Innova-CapTab. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Viraj Shah from PGIM. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on great set of numbers. I just have one question. So you mentioned 300 crores of revenue for Jammu in FY26, which comes to...
I'm sorry to interrupt you in between, but your voice is very low. If you can just be a little loud, please. Thank you.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I was mentioning the Jammu revenue, you mentioned 300 crores in FY26, which comes to around 75-80 crores. If you could help me with the quarterly run rate or full year guidance for FY27, specifically from Jammu point of view. So how are you expecting the revenue to ramp up in that area?
Yes. So for current year, our exit run rate was 90 crore plus for this quarter. And for as far as FY27 is concerned, so we would like to maintain that we are very much confident of maintaining that 20% plus volume growth from FY26 to FY27. And yes, Jammu would play a major role in that. But as of now, the breakup of facility-wise may not be available. It is not feasible for us to share that breakup. We will still like to maintain that overall at a group level, we will maintain that 20% plus volume growth.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thanks, sir. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, the domestic branded business, is it entirely trade generics, or do we market our products through ethical marketing routes?
No, no, no. Our domestic branded generic business is in form of trade generic.
And sir, can you share some qualitative aspect of what differentiated strategy are we following that is helping us grow this business at such a high growth rate? That would be very helpful.
So yes, Anubhav, as far as our trade generic business is concerned, we follow a very on-ground strategy. We have a distribution model through distributors, stockists, which to the stockist level and retailer level. At the same time, we have adopted a hybrid model of having a on-field staff at the ground, which helps and contributes to the sale. So they keep on working with the stockists, the wholesalers, as well as the retailers to push the sale forward. So it's a hybrid model which we have adopted, and it has yielded results year on year. At the same time, having a good business acumen of pharmaceutical trading, so the placement of products, the dosage form, the penetration into market at a all level of tiers of market, so it is really helping us to scale up the revenue here.
Get that. And for the branded business, is it therapy agnostic, or do we focus on certain therapies?
Sorry, your question is not clear. Can you please repeat?
Sir, yeah, I'll repeat. Sir, for the branded generic business, do we focus on certain therapies in this segment, or we market all sorts of drugs?
So if you see from the domestic angle, then largely where the Innova has the capability, it is focused on that. But we are open to the other segment of the products as well.
Okay. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vansh Gupta from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Thank you.
Right. Hi, sir. So we had about 200 odd crores of growth in the CDMO business year on year. Was the majority of this growth driven by a domestic business, or was majority of it driven by exports business?
So as we said earlier also, so the revenue which is coming, whether it is manufacturing capability or business area, it is coming from all growth engines. So CDMO growth is fueled by both domestic as well as exports.
Right, sir. But the majority of it, will you be able to provide just a qualitative comment, or whether the majority of it was domestic or exports?
That quantitative breakup may not be available as of now.
Got it, sir. So the export growth that we've also witnessed, we've also had about 200 odd growth in the export business as well. Sir, was the bulk of the growth in the export business driven by the brand generics business or the CDMO business again?
So, see, as I submitted that further second set breakup of domestic export as well as CDMO brand generics, as of now, we may not be able to comment on that.
Got it, sir. Just one last question, sir. Sir, I just wanted to have an understanding of customer concentration in the export business for both the branded generics as well as the CDMO business. Can you just give a qualitative understanding of are we dependent on very few customers for our export business, both in the brand generics as well as the CDMO business?
So, Vansh, as far as our CDMO business is concerned, our business is well diversified amongst the major pharmaceutical companies of India as well as globally. And it is well diversified, not having an over-reliance of any customer or any product. And at the same time, the branded generic business, as it is more spread out at a distributor, stockist and retailer level, there is also not that much over-reliance or dependency on any single one customer or geography or a location.
Gotcha. And the same thing holds true specifically just for the export business as well. So we are not heavily reliant on few customers for our export business. This is export business.
Now, at a group level, we are also well diversified there.
Gotcha. Right. Thank you, sir. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for the closing remarks. Thank you and over to you, Dave.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this earning call. We appreciate your time and showing interest in our company. In case of any queries, you can get in touch with us or SGA, our investor relation advisor. We look forward to meeting all of you over the next call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Innova Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.